that delay. Okay. Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order for our third special session. It is November 17, 2020. The time is 10:05 a.m. Congressman Maker, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Yes, Madam Speaker, it would be a great honor as we go and talk to our Creator. In tasi wakanta, in tasi wakanta, in tasi. Apa de tio wiki, de alba de tse apai. Towa tse wajaji nika shi ankale apa. Apa de manahe tali kumbra. Wamo pisi wai, okude kumbra, okude ongate pe. Kahike, kahike owakta. Kistomai takede wada pikombe. Nonika shi shinkaja paski takede wada pikombe. Huheka pi inkshe. Wakanta owakta. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this beautiful day, and we're going to ask you to, again to be here with us and lead us and guide us as we take care of our people, as all of our leaders of the past have done. We're going to ask you to give us the guidance and courage to do the right thing for our people. I want you to look after those who are grieving or our colleagues has lost a loved one.
And, just go on back through and...
We're going to ask you to comfort those who are grieving and take care of the our elders, the children, and service members. And you know our needs, Heavenly Father, just take care of all those and bless all of our leaders and give them the wisdom and courage to do the right thing. And keep our people safe from the sickness that's going around, all sickness, the COVID, flu, everything. Just keep us, our people, safe, Heavenly Father. We ask these in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congressman. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox. Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
I see you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Congresswoman Good Fox is not with us today, as we all know that her father, Jim Pledger, passed away yesterday morning peacefully. So our thoughts and prayers are with Congresswoman Good Fox and her entire family. So just keep her in our thoughts. And next is the executive message. Good morning, Chief Standing Bear.
Good morning, Madam Speaker. Good morning, members of Congress.
Hold on 1 second, Chief, please. Dawn or Skyler? I'm going to pause just
hold
for
him
a minute
what?
To get the camera moved to you. Skyler, can I get the camera moved? Okay. Okay. Yeah, move it to Chief, please. Okay, thank you. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, this began about a month ago after we received the architect engineering reports from the Pawhuska project, which consists of two buildings, the chapel and the community center. When we were looking at the timing for demolition and construction, including the new infrastructure, it became clear that if we did not move quickly on the chapel, we would not be able to complete the community center until 2023. And that is, if we started the chapel now, we'd have to do the bid process, and then we would have to see how far we could get through June or July of 2021, and depending on what happened, we would then have to move into the community center, which would take us into 2022, we believe, but it could be 2023. Either way, time is of essence. One note to make, as would be described to you by the departments, Mr. Johnson and Silas A. Pahoodle and others, is that even though the projects are separate, they are also in common in infrastructure and use of federal roads monies. And you will have, and I think you do have those, in fact, I was told you have all those budgets as justifications. But please make inquiry and note the overlap on the infrastructure, which is common to both buildings. So that is how this started. And then once we, as usual, once we decided we have to get to the Congress to get this moving, we started looking at the other known priorities. And first and foremost is replenishment of the permanent fund. So you will see in the proclamations before you, the last being the second amended special session proclamation, seven items. And we've already pointed out that first, we believe, should come the appropriation to the permanent fund. Treasurer Littleton has provided my office yesterday with the latest numbers on that, and he states the amount to return to the permanent fund for the funds utilized per ONCA 20-34 are the, as he calls it, the original amount plus interest, being a total of $5,567,959.31. This is as of November 16. The second item and the third items I've just briefly covered, appropriation for Waking Iron Chapel and Waking Iron Community Building in the Pawhuska Indian Village. The fourth item is approval of financial management plan and investment strategy that has been reviewed by the Attorney General. And also, I have the latest correspondence on that from the Treasurer to the second speaker, Chair of Appropriations. And it states, please see the Financial Management Planning Investment Strategy as adopted and signed by the Investment Oversight Committee and the Investment Advisor. And Mr. Littleton can provide details on this. Then number five, we have the appropriation to supplement CARES Act direct assistance. We are all aware that we have advertised the program as first come, first serve, and to close out in time for the reporting period back to the United States Department of Treasury. As we have gone through the expenditures and process, we have seen the numbers of applicants slow down, but we believe it is worth at this time to spend some of the funds from the true up of the casino monies that was deposited into the Treasury to put some extra into the fund. Of course, this would be after the permanent fund is replenished. We believe that the existing CARES Act money projects, the balances from there have been projected, and we have moved those funds to the direct assistance line item. We have, for example, received the projections from consultants on the projects. We have talked to other departments on projects, and several hundred thousand dollars have been moved from those. As you all know, these are federal funds, and the Department of Treasury accounting reviews will be dependent on how we do this, and we have to do it very carefully. So from that, you will see the update, which you have one earlier, but I sent over this morning to the clerk of the Congress, the speaker and second speaker, the report of yesterday evening from Andrea Kimball, who is heading up this project with her team. And you will see the breakdown from the original budget, the business modifications, or the modifications from the business assistance program, which we believe would be unspent, and other areas. And as of yesterday, their balance is $375. So as of yesterday evening, we now essentially are out of funds. Yet, Osages are still applying. And we're so close to the end of this program, the November 30, that we recommend the Congress supplement and hear more from Andrea Kimball and her team whenever you call them over. So we are fully supportive of funding anybody that applies before the November 30 deadline, as long as their application does meet the requirements. So there's that issue. There is the appropriation for the National Native American Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. I have had the honor of meeting Mr. Harvey Pratt, the architect, a couple of years ago. It is a national program, and the tribes of the country are participating. And this is our contribution, our participation, and we fully support this appropriation. Finally, an appropriation to purchase land and demolition of buildings on that land in Fairfax. Mr. Casey Johnson can give details to the committee. It is land that has been in negotiation for almost a year, and we have been trying to organize funding, federal funding, and then enough justification to come to the Congress for senior housing in Fairfax. That negotiation continues. We believe we've made the best offer and are ready now to work on a closing with the city. The city may still say no, but that funding would secure the property for future senior housing. As many of you know, we have used the existing balances of federal money to build out some more senior housing on vacant lots in Pawhuska senior housing, which makes sense also because of the maintenance and other matters which are in operational costs. But to head in the direction of senior housing in Fairfax, including the budgets for operational expenses, maintenance, et cetera, and non-federal construction costs, because under the present administration, there's not a lot of money there. Under the Biden-Harris administration, there may be more. But to prepare ourselves for that future, our recommendation to the Congress is to appropriate the funds, which the costs will be talked about in committee for that project. All in all, we think these are good projects for the and activities for the Congress to consider. We ask that you continue the great work with our staff and the Congress staff that we've seen evident in the last few months. And we have a bright future ahead of us. We also have many challenges ahead of us. We are in, I believe, good shape as a people, and we can thank God for that. So thank you, Madam Speaker, and members of the Congress.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate your comments. Good morning, everyone. Next is the legislative message. And, you know, as the Chief opens with discussion of the special session items that he has called, I appreciate the communication and your words. So I'm not going to take too much time to follow up with the same words. I'm just going to say that I hope that everyone is doing well. I believe that, you know, as cases are up in our community and our world, I have asked that the members of Congress attend session remotely for their safety, as well as our staff, and just to kind of minimize exposure. I just want to say to my colleagues that, you know, we have work to do here, some big decisions to make, as a lot of this is, we've talked over the last 9 months of moving forward in the unknown. And as we just came off a budgetary session, I understand we, you know, but our priority at that time is the operating budget. But there are things that come up, there are opportunities that arise. You know, like they say, I believe Congressman Walker always kind of quotes my uncle, Leonard Maker, about we never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity. And So, you know, we're trying to get better at that, but it's a scary time. But also, we don't want to miss opportunities that do arise throughout the year. And this Congress is committed to communicating with you, Chief, and your office, and collaborating as much as possible. Healthy and constructive debate, of course. But we are committed, as they teach us, Osages, as you know, young children that were, you know, Osages move forward. We're always moving forward, and I appreciate your administration in doing so, and your words of, you know, overall, I think we're in a good place, and we just continue to get better and move forward. However, we have about $14 million of appropriation asks, and we also need quick and accurate information from our Treasury, as we are committed to working with them. That is so vital to what we do and our job, and I need, you know, we need help to do our job the best that we can. But we're committed to communicating and working on that. But I also have a great expectation of the Treasury Department, and I hope that, you know, we can even exceed our expectations. So we have some projects, as Chief said, in the works. But I think I'm just going to save the, you know, discussion for the committee so that we can get moving on appropriations. As often I am asked, how long will this session last? I'm not sure. You know, I can say a day, I can say 2 days, but it could take 10 days or more. So that's up to this Congress, and let's get to work. And I wish everyone well and safety. And I think that's all for now. And I appreciate everyone being here, and I look forward to the meetings to come. Thank you. Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I'd like to read in ONCA 2102, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,750,000 to the Capital Asset Fund for the Wake and Iron Hall in the Pawhuska Indian Village, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Second Speaker Rebard.
Good morning, Speaker. Thank you. I'd like to read in ONCA 21-03, an act to authorize and appropriate $5,567,784 to the permanent fund to replenish the fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. I will read in ONCA 2104, an act to authorize and appropriate $100,000 as a contribution to the National Museum of the American Indian for the National Native American Veterans Memorial, and to establish an alternate effective date. Also, ONCA 2105, an act to authorize and appropriate $1,500,000 to financial assistance to supplement the CARES Act Direct Assistance Program and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. Good morning, Madam Speaker, Chief Standing Bear, Assistant Chief Redcorn, and members of Congress, and anyone listening in. I'm reading in ONCA 21-06, an act to authorize and appropriate $75,000 to the executive branch for the purposes of real property and other purposes, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Second Speaker.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. I'd like to read in ONCR 21-01, a resolution to approve the financial management plan and investment strategy of the Osage Nation.
Thank you. As a reminder, as I stated in an email, ONCA 2065 is a bill that is already in the Culture Committee. So ONCA 2102 is assigned to Culture. ONCA 2103 is assigned to appropriations. ONCA 2104, culture. ONCA 2105, appropriations. ONCA 2106, commerce. And ONCR 2101 is assigned to appropriations. We are now on motions and notices. Second speaker, Rebar.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. We're going to hold our appropriations committee meeting. I would like to do that at, I would like to do it at 11, if that's okay, because I've just received some more information. And is everybody okay with that? If not, just let me know, but I would like to do 11.
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Big Horse.
Yes, thank you, Madam Speaker. Cultural Committee will have a meeting today from 1:30 to 3:30.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Speaker. Sorry about that. The Culture, Gaming, and Land Committee will meet today at, from 3:30 p.m. until 5:45 p.m. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So we have committee meetings scheduled to last throughout the day. I don't know what will come of them. Therefore, it's up to you all if you want to come back together this evening, or we'll just come back tomorrow. It's up to you all.
Madam Speaker, Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of adjourning until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., say yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. We are adjourned until 10 tomorrow. Thank you.